Last Friday, a sit-in was held on the quad of Cal Poly Humboldt, CPH, following a public forum with CPH Vice Presidents Mike Fisher, Chrissy Holiday, and Steve Karp, as well as other members of faculty. The public forum was held to discuss concerns surrounding immigration, labor negotiations, as well as the university's investments. The sit-in was eventually moved as the students began to occupy Nelson Hall East in the Goodwin Forum. According to a statement from protesters, demands included, quote, full divestment from war and genocide, foundation investments, end quote, arguing that CPH war-related investments being less than 1% is not zero and not enough. Other demands include a protective written sanctuary policy for the campus, specifically pointing out that in a prior statement from CPH President Richard Carvajal, which said, quote, our university commits to continuing our stance of not voluntarily sharing individual student data, end quote, and specifies that the university could share student data if immigration enforcement requests it. Additionally, they called for the university to accommodate employment requests for all staff, union and non-union. Reporter Ryan Hudson was on the scene and spoke with protesters who asked not to be identified at approximately 6 p.m. during the protest.
Yes, yeah, so about half an hour ago, there we received the university's written statement on, you know, what they're going to be doing to address our concerns. I'm going to do more
of that. We are still writing up a statement on that, and we will have to disclose information about that statement and what our deliberation is later once we get our statement in there.
Okay.
But there are ongoing negotiations. The Vice President, Michael Fisher, has been a lot more receptive to actually negotiating with us now that we've taken a real action and occupied this building.
Nelson Hall is home to the campus's cultural centers, which were closed due to the protest. Protesters made it clear that they were not going upstairs to them and also requested that administration open the cultural centers as well as the bathrooms, which were additionally locked. Protesters inside of the building eventually had to use buckets and water bottles when they had to urinate.
It's been hours. Admin has been made aware several times very early on that we have several people in there menstruating and they refuse to open the bathrooms. They just say, like, hey, if you want to use the bathroom, get out. They are weaponizing people's bodily functions in order to fight us, to stop us from fighting against genocide, from fighting against ICE, and for fighting for workers. We are a peaceful protest.
Yes.
We are far away from the cultural centers.
Yeah.
Admin, let people into the fucking cultural centers.
So I'd like
they
to add to,
need those spaces.
I'd like to add to that. So there have been some statements going around that a lot of community members were like fearing for their safety and so left the building. We did. It was stated before the building was entered, when the building was entered, and once we reached this room, we are not going upstairs. We are not going to the cultural centers. That is not our goal. Our goal is occupying this room, and that's it. We're not doing anything else to Nelson Hall, right?
Okay.
The closing of the building, the shutting down of the bathrooms, that was all admin's doing. Anything that happened to the cultural centers was admin's doing. We are not here to like spread hate or division. We are here for our goals, and we regret the impact, but that's not our doing. It's admin.
They also locked up Nelson Hall before we even got in here. Before there was any even rumor that we were going in here, they locked this place up. So
including the cultural centers.
Including the cultural centers, yeah.
And again, we are peaceful. We are not violent. Like,
yeah. Okay.
And any escalation of violence will be on the university's side.
According to a statement from Students for a Democratic Society, SDS, minutes into the sit-in, administration had bathrooms locked throughout the building. At approximately 1 a.m., Arcata Police Department arrived through Library Circle and circled the building. According to a statement following the protest from the university, protesters left the building voluntarily later in the early hours of the morning. Quote, around 2 a.m., the individuals, protesters, left on their own, and the university was able to clear and secure the building. There were no arrests or injuries, end quote. SDS recounts a bit of a different story in their statement, which reads, quote, over loudspeakers, protesters were threatened with arrest and warned that failure could result in serious injury. Officers were visibly equipped with pepper ball guns, and power to the building was cut. Protesters did not just leave on their own. They left after police surrounded the building and threatened them with violence. End quote. This is what protesters heard over loudspeakers from the Arcata Police Department.
If you do not do so, you may be arrested or subject to other police action. Other police actions could include the use of force, which may result in serious injury. Section 409 of the Penal Code prohibits remaining present.
Additionally, the statement from CPH president reads, quote, "We have identified a number of individuals involved in the occupation, and the university is following established processes consistent with CSU and Cal Poly Humboldt policies to address the situation," end quote. Earlier today, KMUD spoke with Rick Toledo, a member of SDS who was present at the protests, and minutes before the interview, received word that he was being suspended for conduct charges. According to the email sent to Toledo, CPH alleges that he is in possible violation of Section 41301 of Title V of the California Code of Regulations, which outlines the standards for student conduct within the California State University CSU system. The email states, quote, "It is alleged that you have assaulted a campus staff member to gain access to a building that had been closed by campus, that you allegedly also entered and exited into the building after being told it was closed for use in an unauthorized campus protest," end quote.
It just happened. Yeah, so I just got an email about 20 minutes ago, and it's like a conduct charges email with just a list of charges. It says that I am alleged to have assaulted a campus staff member to gain access to a building, which is crazy because I did not touch anybody. The closest I came to one of the staff members was putting my back to them and standing in front of them and waving through people who had food with them. So this is, and they've accused me of, geez, like all kinds of stuff. It seems like from what I'm reading here, they're using me as a fall guy because they don't know who the other people are yet because they were masked and I wasn't. But what's interesting is I wasn't one of the people sitting in to begin with. I just helped get food to people and supplies, and I was really on the outside. I didn't march in with them into Nelson Hall. I did, you know, pop in when they were writing the response to admin because they asked for my assistance with that. But by and large, this accuses me of being some sort of like a ringleader or something, and that's just not the case.
Toledo alleges that he wasn't a key person in the protest, but was part of it and supporting it.
So I was in the sit-in that happened the Friday before, and even to that, I brought protest signs because I was asked to. I brought a megaphone, and I supported the protest. I helped them strengthen their demands and stuff, but at the end of the day, I wasn't even like a key organizer. You know, I've just been trying to support it, and I know SDS in general, we've been trying to use our platform to help support these demands and these students. And even with this one, I was there during the negotiations, quote unquote, that happened in the morning on Friday, but admin had turned it into what they called a listening session. And you know what that means, you know, it's y'all are going to listen to us talk at you. We're not actually going to negotiate anything. And that's really what it was. They were just trying to do like PR control. And at that, I was arguing with the admin. I was bringing up points and defending the demands. And then I joined them when the negotiations didn't go anywhere. I joined them in marching to the quad, sitting, they did like a sit-in in the quad, which I was a part of. And then I was asked to print out flyers to give to students to let them know that people were sitting in the quad. So I went to the library to print those. And then when I came back, they were in Nelson Hall. So that's like, I was definitely a part of a lot of what was happening and fully support it, but I wasn't like a key person.
Moving forward, he plans to fight the alleged conduct charges and suspension.
Oh, so I have a meeting with my lawyer tomorrow morning, so we will not be taking this sitting down. I will fight this, and I will be addressing the public, and I'm going to let people know what's going on. And I think, from what I understand, this is going to upset a lot of students and a lot of student activists, and I think that what they can expect are more escalations on campus now than they had before. So I think they're going to have their hands full, is what I'll say.
In the email, CPH also threatens further disciplinary action, quote, "Please be advised that violation of the terms of this interim suspension may result in further disciplinary action up to and including permanent expulsion from Cal Poly Humboldt and the California State University system and or arrest for trespassing," end quote. KMUD News will continue to provide updates to the story as it develops.